Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of February 2019. Supreme Court has observed that, in every case, it cannot be concluded that there would be no conviction in a criminal case if the complainant and the accused arrive in a compromise. Supreme Court has held that exercise of power of relaxation of recruitment rules cannot be done if the existence of such power was not mentioned in the advertisement. Kerala High Court has observed that no candidate can claim a legally enforceable right to be appointed to a particular post merely on the strength of his or her inclusion in the rank list published by the Public Service Commission. Delhi High Court has directed BCI to consider framing guidelines rules prescribing manner of charging professional fees by lawyers after it noticed that Bar Council of India rules do not lay down any guidelines for charging a fee by lawyers. Delhi High Court has upheld supremacy of Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC, over other civil laws such as those of contracts and guarantees and said that only the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, or similar adjudicating authorities should deal with the cases falling under the code. Delhi High Court has set aside a government notification in which it had banned Lupin's fixed dose combination, FDC, drug, Glucanorm 30, used to control diabetes. Delhi High Court has asked UK-based Liberty House Group to pay 50 lakh rupees to State Bank of India within 4 weeks, as penalty for forcing bank to engage in legal proceedings with respect to two insolvent subsidiaries of Amtek Auto Limited. Delhi High Court has asked corporations, fire and police departments to respond honorably seeking details of permissions given to hotels, hospitals etc. in the past 4 years. Bombay High Court has ordered 4 men, belonging to 2 different communities, to do community service for 4 consecutive Sundays after they pleaded the court to quash first information reports, FIRs, they filed against each other. Bombay High Court has restrained Vijay Patsinghania, Raymond Limited's former chairman and managing director, from publishing his autobiography The Incomplete Man till the 13th of March. Madras High Court has issued a slew of directions to magistrates and police after it took notice of Act of Magistrates in not taking 1,72,602 cases on file despite charge sheets having been filed within the stipulated time. Madras High Court has made it clear that there was no impediment to Justice A.R. Umasamy Commission continuing its inquiry into hospitalization and death of former Chief Minister J.J. Lalitha. Madras High Court has rejected anticipatory bail plea of a BJP leader and observed that sharing social media posts or forwards is akin to endorsing them. Karnataka High Court has directed a man to vacate his parents' house, taking serious note of the fact that he had manhandled them and observed that our society is a traditional society, and its core value is to provide care for elderly and to treat them with respect. Orissa High Court has rejected bail applications filed by Dr. Faiz Rahman, founder and chairman Good News India, and Udit Kumar Lima, assistant project director of the Good News India Dream Center, who are accused of sexually abusing the children of the center in Odisha. Uttarakhand High Court has issued notice to Chairman of Central Administrative Tribunal to show cause why contempt proceedings were not initiated against him for disobeying 2 of High Court's order passed on petitions moved by whistleblower IFS Officer Sanjeev Chaturvedi. Calcutta High Court has observed that acting and appearing for another will not include a right to plead or argue before a court of law and held that only advocates enrolled under Advocates Act are authorized to plead and argue on behalf of litigants before a court of law. Telangana High Court has granted bail to a cheating case accused on the condition of donating 1 lakh rupees to the Sainik Welfare Fund. Central Information Commission has ruled that an electronic voting machine is information under Right to Information Act and can be demanded by an applicant from the Election Commission of India on a payment of 10 rupees. National Green Tribunal has dismissed a plea seeking review of its order refusing permission for registration of new vehicles of municipal corporations for garbage disposal.